transgender, dictionary.com/women. By Hannah Blow on August 8, 2020. Dictionary.com echoed the radical transgender agenda on Thursday, warning social media users to beware the TERF, an acronym for trans-exclusionary radical feminist, and slashing a line through the universal symbol for women. Beware the TERF, Dictionary.com posted on Thursday, alongside a tainted symbol for women. TERF, as defined by Dictionary.com, is an acronym for trans-exclusionary radical feminism or trans-exclusionary radical feminist. In other words, it is the degrading term used by transgender activists to refer to feminists who do not recognize transgender women, who are actually biological men, as the same as biological women in their feminist ideology. The term has been used by transgender activists to refer to Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling, who made waves recently for noting that only women can menstruate. She followed up after receiving a wave of backlash from fans and trans activists, warning that radical transgender ideology will effectively erase women. A style guide released by the Trans Journalists Association aimed to advise journalists about the politically correct manner to address transgender issues in their reporting, also warns against TERFs, discouraging reporters from giving gender-critical feminists a platform due to their hateful ideology. This ideology should not be elevated in the press. When reporting on fringe groups and hate groups, instead of calling them TERFs or gender-critical feminists, use language like transphobic, anti-trans, etc., the style guide states. Avoid referring to anyone as a feminist when they are spreading anti-trans hate, it adds. Like Dictionary.com, Merriam-Webster Dictionary has also made substantial efforts to effectively erase the reality of biological females in order to satisfy social justice warriors, altering the definition of trans woman to woman who was identified as male at birth. CNN also went to bat for the transgender movement last month, failing to use the words women, woman, female, or females in a story focusing on the American Cancer Society's updated recommendation that women undergo cervical cancer screenings at age 25 rather than 21. Instead, CNN used the phrase individuals with a cervix.